Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
Jireh International Institution. Jehovah Jireh is located at 1401 Grandthal Street and the Center for the Prevention of Health Disparities on the campus of Edward Waters College here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville City. And we want you to know today, as always, that this institution is here for our better learning. It's for us to be able to engage in the world happenings of what's happening on today. This has been an awesome several months that we have been able to study in an institution for mission and evangelism. We just want to invite you to tune in more to our live class, which is online, and we are very, very happy as to what God has done with the students that we have. Now, what we want to do is to, the Word of God says, in all our ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct our path. So today here at Jehovah Jireh, we're going to begin, as always, with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and praise you. We magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. Great and mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We do thank you, Lord God, because your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And thy word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Father, we thank you, God, for blessing all of the students and the hearers, Lord God, that are listening and will be listening to the class, a live class on days and weeks to come, and we ask you, God, to give them what they need to be great men and women of God, to stand the test of time, to go forth and to be able to make fishers of men, to be able to be ambassadors, Lord God, to be able, God, to walk, Father, in a pathway of righteousness so more souls will be saved, more lives will be changed through the people preaching of the gospel through evangelism and mission. And this we do thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, we would like to welcome our online listeners as well today for our class at Jehovah Jireh. Now, we want to remind you of the reason why we do what we do. You know, and unless we understand, unless we have that compassion on the inside to be that fisher of men, that ambassador, that preacher of the gospel, then we cannot effectively go forth and do those things that God has called us to do. And we just want to remind you why you do these things and why you have that compassion that you have and why you have that desire to want to grow and increase in the wisdom of God and the knowledge of Him. We, at the beginning of our studies, we had to remind you, and I'd like to just kind of remind you again why we do what we do. We do this because we have so many people that are not saved, do not know Christ as their Lord and Savior. We remind you, class, that we have addicts. We have people that are adulterers, agnostic, alcoholic, backsliders. We have the bartenders and beatniks, and we have beggars and bigots, bike riders. You say, is anything wrong with that? No. But they make up people. They make up people that do not have Christ in their life. Yes, they are bisexuals. There are bums, that we so to call it. We got the like Panther and the Black Muslims. We got communists, those that are communists, that coming against our country, of what we think, what we teach. We have unbelievers everywhere. We have those that are drag queens and ex-cons, and we have fortune tellers, and we have freaks and go-go girls, just to name a few. Yes, there are hijackers and hippies and hitchhikers. There are people that need Jesus Christ. There are people that think they're doing the right thing, but yet they're not saved. They're not knowledgeable in the Word, and that's why you are here, and that's why we are teaching. That's why you're listening online, and that's why you're tuning in, and that's why you're in the class, because of the fact that you want more people to be saved and more lives to be changed. Yet there are still millions of Jehovah's Witnesses. You have kidnappers and killers, Ku Klux Klansmen. You got lesbians and all sorts of people that need to be saved. So we have a responsibility in order to reach the lost. For the Word of God says that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Do you remember when Jesus said in Matthew 28, 18, and 20, remember what he said? And remember we talked about, and in that 18 and 19, and that's even that 20th verse, it says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. He said, to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe these things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. So therefore, we have been commanded to go. We have license to go. And we talked about this before. Sometimes people don't, many people don't have papers and they don't want to go because, well, they say, well, I'm not part of that fivefold ministry. I'm not apostle. I'm not a prophet. I'm not evangelist. I'm not a pastor or a teacher. But the main thing you are is a believer. And that's more important than any title, as being a believer, having compassion, wanting people to be saved, wanting people to be delivered. And that is very important in this day and time. You know, many times we think, as we said before, we thank God for every title that God, those people that have the education, that have their doctorate degree, master's, bachelor's degree, all of these degrees that they have, they are awesome. They are great. But do you have a degree in theology? Do you have a degree in praying and in soul winning and praying for the people that need to be saved? And there, I can tell you even today, many respond, even that within the online class and for others, yes, they have that compassion, but yes, there are many others that do not have that compassion. And that's why we want to prepare you. And we want you to be more prepared in what we do. Now, during this study today, we're going to talk about, as we said that we're going to talk about on today, prepared for witnessing. And we're going to talk about being prepared mentally, spiritually, physically. And we want you to know that it's very important that we prepare ourselves in order to be effective in what God has called us to do. We need to preparation. Yes, I do know, and I do remember when we talked about a new believer and they get saved, that they should also be a witness because they can tell others about Christ. Because I believe that that's a time when someone really gets saved and they want to go and they want to tell others what God did in their lives. But then we need to grow. We need to prepare ourselves. And many of you that are listening on today, many of you that's in Jehovah Jireh class, many of you that has been listening and students on the line, we want you to be more prepared. The Word of God says that Christ is coming like a thief and a robber, and a thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. When we talk about being effective, we want to talk about and keep in mind about being adequate. You mean adequately to accomplish the purpose that God has sent us out to do. We can't never forget our purpose. We have to have an expected end. What do you expect to do when you go out to the hedges and the highways? Remember, we talked about that. And class, don't forget to take your notes. Don't forget to make sure that a lot of times that we say, well, we're going to remember all of these things, but then later we don't remember all of the things that we talked about. So we want you to know that you got to be effective. You got to have your purpose. You got to expect a result. And also, being effective is when you have a deep, a vivid impression. You make a deep and a vivid impression in producing. And I think you cannot do that. I just believe you cannot do that if you are not born again, if you're not saved, if you don't have a heart for the lost. And I believe it takes a heart to win souls in the kingdom of God. And on the last point of being effective, we need to prepare and be available for service. You know, if we were taking a test in the natural, in the classroom setting, which we are, but we are not having any tests. We're not taking any tests. But there is a test of life. There are written tests. There are oral tests that we have to pass in order to be able to go to the next level. And it's going to take us to be able to study the Word of God, because the Word of God says to study to show thyself approved unto God. And women of God need not be ashamed to write the Word of truth. Now, we need also, second point, is be consistent. How many of us can say that we are consistent in what we're doing, what God have given us to do? Class, it is very important. And when we are consistent, we are holding firm things. You're holding it together, those things that God has put in your heart, those ideas and that spirit of God in you. You're not just doing it today and not thinking about it on tomorrow. You have to be consistent. You got the same principle, and you're on the same course. So therefore, it is very, very important. It does take ingredients. It takes ingredients to bake a cake. How you make a cake, what kind of cake you make, but it takes ingredients, certain ingredients that it takes in order to bake a cake, make a pie, cook a roast. But when we began to think about ingredients for soul winners, or ambassador, which is a representative of Christ, many people don't really think about that they have to be effective, and they have to be consistent in what they do. And you know, they have to be a born-again believer. You need to know that you are a child of God. You know, you can't effective win souls if you are not a born-again believer. You know, you need to know that you are a child of God, and that you are witnessing to the saving power of Christ, and you're doing it with authority, and you're doing it with assurance. When you begin to become a true witness and have a purpose, then you're going to do it with all your might. Your heart is in everything you do. You're doing it because you know that there is a life on the line. Can you not think about that? Not think about the person that you passed by today? And I know that I'm talking to educated people that have been at college, people that have been in Christ for a significant time. There are other people that we're talking to today, because we need to stress this. People know that you don't just do things just for numbers or because of the fact that you, for the sake that you don't care about people's souls. It's a necessity that we care about people's souls. We can then witness to the saving power of Christ with authority and with assurance. When you become assured of salvation, you can become assured of the lost condition of man without Christ. And, you know, that all to make you, it really touch you on the inside because of the fact that when you know a person is without Christ, it's just like a person without food, a person without nourishment, a person that's dying, a person that has malnutrition, a person that you know if you don't get something in there in order to aid them, in order to build them up and to strengthen them, that they're going to die in the condition that they are in. That, yes, they may look like they're surviving, but spiritually they are dying because they do not have Christ in their life. So we want to look at some points here today. We want to outline some things for you today. It's going to take, number one, willingness. Willingness is necessary because there is no such thing as a naturally born soul winner. It takes preparation. Yes, you can tell somebody about Christ, but yes, it also takes preparation for you to learn how to be a soul winner. You and a fisher of men, an ambassador, and this then would take willingness on our part. And there are a lot of people that are not willing to do this. So what we want to do today, we wanted to know and we want to talk about some things that we have already discussed about ingredients for a soul winner, how important it is to be effective, to be consistent. All of this is in what we should do as believers. And we're going to ask some of our online students, and we're just going to be talking about the effectiveness of soul winner and why it is important and how it's important to you as students. And I really want you to think about this. Take about 2 minutes and talk about what do you think the reason why it is so important that you are effective and that you are consistent and that you have knowledge of the scripture, because these are some of the things that we're going to be talking about and we're talking about as we go along in this class on tonight. It is important. Somebody want to talk about how important it is to be prepared. So we're going to go, and we want to go and talk to ask one of our students to today, and I know that she is willing and ready to talk about the ingredients for a soul winner, because I do realize that it is important in her life, and we want to take about 2 minutes to talk to Evangelist William. Evangelist William.
Good afternoon, Dr. McCoy, and all of the listeners. You know, this is an awesome, awesome subject, but most important, it's a 911. It's really a 911, because in talking about sharing Jesus effectively, it entails everything that you already brought out. There's so many things we've got to consider, and one of the last things you said is we first have to be willing to go. And being willing to go, it entails the ministry of Jesus Christ. We, most of us that are listening, we might be evangelists, teachers, preachers, pastors, and we realize that Jesus' ministry consisted of three things: teaching, preaching, and healing. And Jesus came for the cause of souls. He came to save those that were lost. And we are products of the ministry of Jesus Christ because we heard the call. So in talking about sharing Jesus effectively, and Dr. McCoy, you covered that so beautiful, that we should be effective. We should be consistent. More than anything, we should be prepared, which means being equipped. And you started out saying how, why do we do what we do? Well, first of all, when we became born again, we became witnesses. And most of us know that you don't have to have a handle on your name to be a witness. When you became born again and you became a believer in Christ Jesus, you automatically became a witness. One of the first things Jesus told his disciples to do was to go. But before he told them to go, he taught them. They were taught, which is what this class at Jehovah Jireh is all about. And I really thank God for this class. It is so beneficial. Where it doesn't matter how long I've been saved, maybe close to 40 years. And I've been an evangelist for many years. But my handle does not mean a thing if I'm not equipped, if I don't have a special love for souls that are lost and on their way to a lake of fire. So why we do what we do? Because we have a responsibility to win the lost. And as the word of God says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are so few. So we've really got to realize that in order to be an effective witness for Jesus Christ, we've got to take this thing on a personal level. We've got to take it personal. We've got to love souls. You have to have a special love for souls. But that's how Jesus was able to be so effective. You know, as the scripture said, for God so loved the world that he gave. He made the ultimate sacrifice. So because we are born-again believers, we have a special love for God, most importantly, and priority. It's a priority that we love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. And when we begin to love God like he commanded us to do and love our neighbor as ourselves, who is our neighbor? Every person that we come in contact with. And one other thing in my conclusion, we've got to remember Jesus Christ did not come for those that were already saved. Like Jesus said in his parable, the sick are in need of a physician, but they that are sick do not need a physician. So in essence, at the end of the day, there are so many lost. And Dr. McCoy, you covered it at the beginning of the broadcast. There are so many souls going to the lake of fire, on their way to the lake of fire. And it's our duty, it's our responsibility to cause them or to encourage them to make a U-turn. They're firemen, they're police, and they're doctors, they're lawyers. And as you covered so well, they're bartenders and beauticians and nail salon specialists. And whatever you name it, they're out there on their way to a lake of fire. And we as born-again believers have a responsibility because we love God, we know how to love people. And because we love people, we're going to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Back over to you, Dr. McCoy.
And we want to, that's a very important recap of what we're saying today here as in this class, to realize that that the Bible said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And there, it's very important because we think sometimes that everybody know Christ and everybody know who he is. And as we were talking about not too long ago, about some people don't even know, they tell you, we get an example of people not in the knowledge, the unchurched generation. You may be talking about, hey, let's look at Peter, let's turn to Peter. And somebody may turn around and they look at an individual that's in that room, or James, and they're looking at the scripture, but he's looking for an individual. And that's why we have to let them know the love of God, that they can love God and that they can know who God is. So it's going to take willingness for us to do it. No one becomes a born-again soul winner until they've been born again and they have studied the Word of God, and this is, and they have a plan. The plan, not our plan, but we have God's plan for saving them. It's like a fireman when they go out in the fire truck. They got a plan. They know the map. They know where they're going. They know that when they get there, the tools that they're going to use in order to put the fire out. We have to know the tools that we're going to use according to the Word that's going to keep them out of the pits of hell. And we don't have to keep telling them they're going to hell, but it is that the love of God, the Bible said, with love and kindness have I drawn you. You given the Word, given them in love, given them in kindness. Be willing, be effective, be consistent in what you're doing, and I just believe that God is going to make the difference. And we're going to go further, just so much that we want to talk about. And, you know, it's just so much that we can talk about in one class setting. So, therefore, we're going to go to Dr. June Normia. Dr. Normia, we want her to comment on tonight. And what do you think and what God has given you concerning some of the things, Dr. Normia, of what we have talked about so far in this class?
Praise God. Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Greetings to you and also to Radio Land. I just like to thank God also for this lesson, for this teaching about soul witnessing and soul winning, because like you said, and the Word of God declares through the reading of it, that no one is born a natural witnesser. A lot of times people see people that who are already saved, and a lot of times people could be intimidated about the way a person is using their tools for witnessing, and in turn, people also are being effective, because a lot of times people could think about, and they look at the titles, what people have on their names, and how a person could carry themselves in a haughty way instead of humbling themselves, and it'll be a big turnoff for a person that's a non-believer or either a babe in Christ that's striving to become a greater witness, or even to use to know Christ even the more. But we're not born into being already effective witness. It takes time. It calls preparation. It takes time for preparation to study. The Bible says study to show yourself approved unto God, or workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly divided the word of truth. But to start all that off and be prepared, it starts off with the individual with a relationship with God. Once you become a born-again believer, your ingredients is you prepare yourself by going into a one-on-one relationship with God. You read your Bible, you pray, you fast, and you connect yourself in a place that where people that congregate in your body of Christ that is teaching the truth, that is leading. God will connect you with persons and people that who will be able to carry you, to be able to start you off. You start off being a babe by drinking milk, and we do it in the natural. And as we mature, we get to get solid food, we get to meat. The same thing it is with witnessing. It takes all of that. But when we come with the relationship with God, all everything just will fall in place. And not only will it just fall in place, but it calls us to be able to be willing to cause it to stay in place. It's easy to start off, but to stay in place is being an effective witness. And it's not so much is what we say. It's a part of it, but part of the ingredients are not all of the ingredients. What we say is what we do. Because if you don't, you can say a lot of things, but our life has to line up with the Word of God. Our life, your life has to line up in what we are saying, the things that will glorify God. Because if you don't, your whole lifestyle itself will be the greatest witness you could ever do to a person. A person may not never come to be educated in the things of God, but a personal lifestyle, being holy in a relationship with God, the Holy Ghost will transform an individual life, will cause them to be able to be effective witnessing. Just by being holy, just by being in a relationship with God, just by being open and willing to be led by the Holy Spirit, that would be a great and effective witness, because our life itself is an open book of being a great witness of what we do, what we say, what we go, and not even that, and what people watching us, and what we don't say, where people expect to sell certain things. That's a witness that could glorify God. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. Normill. So important, so important. And as she was speaking, you know, I was thinking about how important it is for us. We talk about, you know, being willing. We have to be, we talk about being prepared. We talk about being effective. We talk about being consistent. We talk about that that you're not a just a natural soul winner. And it's not because of the fact you have a title. And when that is one of the things I want to say, class, is because of the fact that when you go out and you witness, you don't have to tell anyone how many degrees you have, or you don't have to tell them, necessarily tell them, you know, your whole history and background. You don't have to try to tell them in one setting, Genesis 2, Revelation, because that is not what God sent us to do. We're here that they can hear the gospel, they can see the love of God. And most of all, you know, they are looking, willingness is a part of your attitude, part of you willing to go for and willing to show love like God showed to us. And they will see that when you first approach them. They will see that, how you handle yourself, and that you, and many times we don't want to make the mistake of them thinking that we think that we are better than they are. I know that even that some that are just beginning to start out in witnessing and maybe don't know the plan or don't know or haven't had an opportunity, I don't want you to be frightened of some of the things that we're saying, but we're just saying some factual things, something in your preparation, something in your learning that you need to know. And as people of God, we that have been on the battlefield for a long time, been in the school of the arts and with other things that God has done, we have to never forget what God did in our life. If we don't forget what God has done in our life, then we will have more compassion. And yes, it takes time for a person, especially a person that does not know Christ, have come in the life, have been given to Christ, it's going to take time for them to learn and to study God's word. That's what is so important, that sometimes people neglect to study this, to study the word of God. I believe Dr. Normia quoted the scripture where the word of God said, to study to show thyself approved unto God, Word of God, need not be ashamed to write about the word of truth. It's something about truth. It's something about the word of God, class, that if we know truth, it's going to make us bold. It'll make us courageous. It'll make us go not to try to be a show-off, but if we're confident on the inside that this is what we have the answer, and Jesus is the answer for them, and knowing that we, it's just like if a person needs an antidote and they're sick, and they about to die, and if we have the answer, we have something that's going to bring that cure that God has given us to make them live, so they can live and not die. So yes, it's going to take a willingness, it's going to time, it's going to take a time for people to learn the word of God and study. We're going to be going through that and just study during the weeks to come. It will take a time and willingness to put soul winning first above selfish desire. And that's very important as well, because, you know, sometimes when we think that we got to go, some things that we have to do, we put it more important than what important about saving a person's life. I remember, I'm going to say this really quickly, about there was a Chicago fire, I believe, in many, many, many years ago. And there was a terrible, that was, the city was burning, and there were people that had lost their homes and everything, and people trying to, there were persons that was trying to get away to safety, and there was people that actually made it to the skirts of area where the water was that they didn't, so they wasn't actually in that fire, got burned in that fire. But I remember this man of God that was saying, that was really actually telling the story about how when he had made it to safety, he was saying that there was a young lady that was also was in was caught in the fire, and she was able to escape, and she hysterically just began to cry and cry, and he was saying to her, don't cry, you are saved, you're saved, but she kept crying and crying. He said, and he said to her again, you're saved, you made it out, you made it out. But she said, but I didn't bring anyone with me. I want you to remember that, class. When you can be saved, but you don't get others saved, when you don't bring anybody with you. And she had compassion to know that, oh, hey, I came out, I was able to survive, I made it through, but I didn't bring anybody with me. So at that point, let's talk a little about what we have said so far, and we are going to go at this point to Evangelist Helen Hooper, and we want to, Ms. Hooper, Evangelist Hooper, we want to hear from you right now.
I thank you, Dr. McCoy, and hello to all the listeners and the panelists. And I was just listening to all the panelists, and I agree with what everybody has said, and everybody has brought it out so clearly about, especially Dr. McCoy, when she started off about being prepared, being equipped, being effective and committed, and having the knowledge of the Word of God. We need all those things, like you said, making a cake. We need all the ingredients for it to come together and to be, to come out like it's supposed to come out. When you're winning souls, you have to know the Word of God. You have to be willing to go, and you have to be willing to be very, very consistent, because you, when you go out, people are going to actually ask you questions. When they just stop, some people just don't let you stand there and just witness to them because they have questions. Sometimes you get a person that's so hungry for God, they're going to have questions for you. So when you go out, you have to be prepared, and you have to know the Word of God, because some of them are they're tough questions, because some of these people have never heard the Word of God, or they've been in church when they were very little, or taken when they were very little. They haven't heard the Word of God all their life, so they have questions. So you cannot go out if you're not equipped, because you don't want to tell them the wrong thing or minister to them the wrong thing. So you have to be equipped and be committed to the Word of God, because some of these people will ask deep questions. And I was just listening to all the other panelists, and all this is really, really good stuff, and the willingness. And I think it was Dr. McCoy said you have to show love, because you certainly have to have a heart for God's people, because if you don't have a heart for God's people, you cannot win souls. Believe it or not, when people hear you speak, or when you go to a person, witnessing to a person, they can tell that you have compassion and love. They can feel it. But sometimes, I don't know which one of the panelists said it, where if you are abrasive and you're condescending, you're not going to win anybody for Christ. So you have to have that compassion and that love that all of us should have to win, because the word said, "What kindness have I drawn thee?" People are apt to listen to you when they see that you're compassionate, when they see that there's love and there's a genuine concern about them. So when you go out to witness to people, you have to have all these ingredients. You have to be prepared and equipped. You have to be effective. That means that you have to know your word. You have to be consistent with it, because sometimes the areas that I work in, even though they're not consistent, because there's a lot of low-income communities I work in, even though they're not consistent, they are looking for you to be consistent, because you said that you are the light of the world. You are saved. You are Christian. And they look at that. They may not be saved, but they look at you because you say you're walking in a certain way. You're walking upright. You're a Christian. You love the Lord. You're out here doing this for him. So they watch you. So you have to have that consistency. You have to have that knowledge. And you have to be willing to go when God sends you. And you have to have that love. All these things make for a great soul winning, a great soul winner. And you have to have all these components into one. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Evangelist Hooper. That is awesome, and I just thank God because of the fact that we look at it. We're still talking about affirming what God will have us to do and how in preparation at in the job that God will call us. But, you know, sometimes, you know, on a regular job, you may not like the job that you have. You know, there are things that you may do the people that you work with or whatever, and sometimes you may not feel even want to go to work. But yet, it should be a difference about a person that has been, life has been changed. It should be a difference, a person that has been born again, because they're going, just like a person that's in our service. And you think about the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marine, and all of these people that National Guard, and all of these people, they go out for a purpose. All of them have different preparation that they have been trained to do. God has put it on my inside. We even have it even more clearer than what they have in aspect as to how to really get these people saved, because they can say them naturally, but we have a clear instruction how to get them saved spiritually, and that how they can spend eternity with God. Yes, we are talking about here Jehovah Jireh International Institution. We're talking about ingredients for a soul one. We're talking about also the mental aspect of being a soul winner, being a ambassador, being a fisher of men. We talk about, we need the knowledge of the scripture. We already talked about what the word of God said about that. Then we need the understanding of the gospel. I want you students, if you're listening, to please make note of that, because we need to understand the gospel. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the New Testament. We need the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is good news. The gospel is good news. When we can get it down on the inside, we can be able to share it with others as well. And while we're on this, a part of the mental attitude is to have an attitude. You need to be intact. You need an attitude and be intact. We need to, if we study the word, we don't have, we have to watch our attitude. Because attitude, actually, when it's right, it can give you altitude. But if we don't have a right attitude with others that we see daily, how are we going to go on the streets, or how are we going to go on the highway, or how are we going to go in the courthouse, or how are we going to go in the White House and be able to be effective witness for the kingdom of God? Then we need to know that we have the victory over fear, and that is one of the things that I want you to know. Take note of that. I know we're discussing different things on today. They're all in ingredients for soul winning, but you need to know that you, the individual, you, the born-again believer, have the victory over fear. Now, let's hear tonight. Let's hear, because we have so many masters, what God has given to master in soul winning and to the knowledge of God and the love for God. And we want to go to Pastor Francina Shanks and evangelist and Pastor Shanks going to talk to us about what God touched our heart with on our discussion on tonight. Pastor Shanks.
Thank you so much, and to God be the glory. Everything you women of God have said is what me, myself, have practiced that God put in my heart. Like you said, have to be prepared. That means you got to study the word of God to show yourself approved. You got to know this, that God did call all of us to be witnesses. But then some of us God has called to be evangelists, to walk in the ministry of an evangelist. And so I walk in that ministry, and with that ministry, God will anoint you, and he will lead you out and show you how to minister to the people. And being a witness is different from walking in the ministry of an evangelist, because God anoints that evangelist and equips them to go out and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, gospel being good news, telling men and women about how God gave his son, his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life, and how he died. God is showing mercy to the world, to mankind, men and women everywhere, boys and girls, about how he has pardoned sinners because we were separated from God. So in ministering to them about that, you're telling them how the Lord loves them so much that he died on the cross to pardon us and bring us back into to know him, in relationship with him, to know him, because we all were born in sin, like the scripture says. And so that's why it's important that you study the scriptures to know, you know, the Holy Ghost will bring out of you what to say to men and women, or boys and girls, or teenagers, whoever it is the Lord leads you to. Many of you, God is going to take you out and use you to minister to people on your job, and you might not even say anything to anybody on your job. It depends on how the Holy Ghost leads you, so it's important to be led by the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. But study your word, study, and know your word, and the Holy Ghost will bring it to your remembrance and will speak out of you what to say to that soul, to that person. And I want to say this. A lot of people in the world might not have been a prostitute or a junkie or robbed or anything like that. You got some people never did those things. Never. But we all have sinned, like the Bible says, because of what Adam and Eve did. So it's important that you study the scriptures to know, and the Holy Ghost would move on you and bring it out of your, out of you on how to minister to people. So you got to be prepared. Number one, you got to be led by the Holy Ghost, because you just can't go up to anybody if you're not led by the Spirit of God. You know, you won't have an effect on that person. You won't reach that soul if you're not led by the Holy Ghost. And you have to walk in the love of God that's in you. And God has given his love to us. It has been put in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And so love is the main thing, faith which works by love. I mean, love will draw those souls to the Lord. And God knows who they are. You don't know who they are, but the Spirit of God does. And so he would draw them. And they can't come to the Lord unless he draws them. That's what the Bible says. And so, you know, God will lead you to that person to draw them to him. And so this class is I'm so glad Dr. McCoy started this class. God laid it on the heart so it could prepare men and women on how to be effective, strong soul winners for the Lord. You got to have the wisdom of God. And, you know, pray and ask God to make you a wise soul winner. And he will give you that wisdom through his word on how to minister to the lost, people that don't know the Lord, who are separated from God, just like we were separated from him until he drew us to him, you know. And you can't come to him unless he draw you. So God will lead you where he wants you to go, who he wants you to minister to. And right now I'm talking to those who are going to be walking in the ministry of an evangelist. And then to those who are witnesses to the Lord, you can be a witness on your job, in your neighborhood. People are going to look at you. Even if you are walking in the ministry of evangelists on your job, the Lord will still let the people see that you're going to make a difference, because he said we are the light of the world, a city that sits on a hill that cannot be hid. And I want to say this. Many times now you might make a mistake, but be encouraged. Brush yourself off, pray, and keep going. And remember that the Lord said, "With love and kindness have I drawn thee." And so you got to have a heart for God, a heart for the lost, and walk in the love of God and be led by the Holy Ghost. And God will lead you and teach you in all things. And his word is true. And so you got to get in his word and be prepared. On how you will talk to people. He'll take away fear. If you're a shy person, he'll take that away from you. You just yield yourself to the Lord. He'll take away the shyness from you. And he will put you with somebody, like with me. when he was first training me as an evangelist, he put me with another evangelist who was seasoned, who was a seasoned evangelist. And I learned a lot of things from the Lord through this woman of God. And God sent us many places, you know. And so I just want to encourage you tonight to keep on taking notes, listening, and God will, you know, take it from there as you begin to grow in the Lord and the word and the knowledge of God. And back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Shanks. And we, when we were listening to Pastor Shanks and many of you and hearing your input as to what God has, revelation God has given to you, we are talking about we talked about mental aspect of mentally is having a knowledge of the scripture, understanding the gospel, attitude, tact, victory over Satan. And then we have to have that spiritual preparation, which would include some of the things that Pastor Shanks was talking about, which is having that certainty of salvation. That's very important. You got to be consistent, have that consistent Christian walk. You got to have that love for people. If you don't have a love of people, please don't go out. Those that are new to soul winning and those that that I know that are many, many people that are partaking, that's going to be listening and that's listening to the broadcast, but let the love of God, don't go until you prepare. Don't go and call somebody not to ever want to come in. But that's why we teach, and that's why God has given us to do what we're doing, because we need preparation. Don't go putting people down because they might even be a backslider that you knew that they were weak, that you knew that they were strong. Don't do that. But let's do this. We have to have that consistent Christian walk. We have to have a love for people. We have to be faithful. We have to have a faithful prayer life. We also have to have a compelling determination. And the last is reliance on the Holy Spirit. Now, that's under the spiritual realm. That's under the mental process of it. And so we are anxious to hear thank God for Topitis, Sandra Cardona is going to be coming and going to be speaking to us tonight. And we just want God, we just thank God, you know, for her, for what God has given her to say, Topitis Cardona.
Dr. McCoy, thank and praise God for these ingredients, amen, these nuggets, gold nuggets to soul winning, amen. And it's all about witnessing. And, yes, these ingredients are very important, amen, because once we're born again, these ingredients come along with that. And the kindness and the heart, that heart that we have, the love for the people, amen. And the most important ingredient in this is I think is love. And it's so important that we love, and not so much as one of the panelists said, that it's not so much as what we say, but it's what we do. And this love will be shown, you know, they will see the love in us. They will see the kindness in us and the burden for souls and that we have. Amen. And when that's one thing I like about when you first witness, go up to somebody and say, do you know that God loves you? Do you know that Jesus loves you? Amen. Because that's very important. A lot of people, they have likeness and they're looking for love and they're looking for it in all the wrong places and they can't get the kind of love from what the saints of God have for one another. They can't get that kind of love from anybody. But God loves us regardless. He loves us in spite of. And that's what we have to show to the people of God. Because we look on people, you see, everywhere you go, people used to wear all kind of things and look all kind of ways. We can't look at them like, oh, that's not becoming a thing. We have to look at it that that's a soul. That's a soul that needs to be witnessed to. And, you know, and when we go about it in that way, in that fashion, that shows the love that we have for people, and the people will see the love of God in us, the life that we live, you know, to tell them, do you know that God loves you? God really loves you, you know, and they will see that in us, not that they will hear it or what we say, but they will see by the action we perform to them that this lady, it really loves me. She's talking love, you know, because love is the answer. Amen. And love is the way that to show anybody. Sometimes you cannot say a word, but just the light that you have shining on the inside just by what you do, you can love somebody. You can show them that you love, you know, and not push a trait down their throats, you know, just pushing something. You got to be safe. You need to be safe. No, but just the love that we show them, that will be, I don't care what our title is, and they won't be intimidated by our title. But it won't, you know, be a turnoff, but at the same time, that love of God, the love and kindness that we show, you know, that would speak for itself. That would not only, you know, when you know the word of God and you know you study to show yourself approval, amen, and you study that word and you know what you're talking about, but the love of God will come out. The love of God will come out and shine, you know, for when you're trying to get something over to somebody. It's not, don't argue about it. Don't let nobody get you into a debate. But love and kindness have I drawn thee. And that's what would draw the people of God. That would draw brothers, sisters, everybody closer together. And that will make a very effective witness when you have the love of God on the inside of you that spreads from one to another. And that would show, and that would be a light in itself. Thank you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Prophet Good. Tonight, we just thank God because it's just so much that God has for his people. It is very vital, very important. And as the Prophet was speaking, I was thinking about the young woman, the Manson killing, the woman that also they tried to assassinate, I believe, with Gerald Ford. And the woman just was sitting, and Charles Manson came up to her, said, a soul winner. You'd have been great, been wonderful if a soul winner, ambassador, official man, would have came up and told this woman that God loves you, God cares. She is the person that is the person that the prophetess was talking about. She's a person that all of you, I believe, that are touched on, that was talking about before, because this woman, she didn't have the love of God. She didn't think anybody loved her. And so I believe they asked, why did she befriend this man? Why did she befriend him? And she was saying something like, you know, anybody, in other words, will be a friend, you know, even a dog, if you care, if you love for them. And that's what he did for her, but he did it the wrong way. He led her astray, and that's how it's happening on today. That's why we have people like certain groups, the Ku Klux Klan, and we have certain people like the Islam people that are Jehovah's Witness, or different people that are not leading. I'm just going to say people that are not leaving God, but yet they're going out and they showing them as if they're showing love in order to attract them, in order to get them, because people are in need of that love. But as in our conclusion on tonight, when I began to think about Psalm 142,
and for, this is what David said. David said, I looked at my right hand and I beheld, but there was no man that would know me. You know what he said? He said, refuge failed me. He said, no man cared for my soul. He said, I could have died and gone to hell. And who would have cared? In the words of David, King David, no man cared for the soul. The highest compliment, you need to write this down, the highest compliment that you can give another person is to care for their eternal soul. There have been people that have been rejected. There have been people that people don't want to be a part of their life. Why? Because you may not talk the way or speak the way their language. You may not dress the way they do. You maybe have, you know, a person that have long hair, person. Yes, they can be in a three-piece suit, nice shoes, basic Adam shoes, and all of the popular shoes and the dresses, St. John dresses and all of this. But you need to care for your soul as well, because it doesn't matter. The Word of God says, listen, students, the Word of God says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess before Him. So we need to care for people's soul. We don't need to bring rejection to them and reject them. Remember how Jesus was rejected? You don't want to reject people. You've been rejected. I've been rejected before many times. But yet when I know the love of Jesus, I know the love of Christ, I know that He loves me and He gave His life for me. That thief on the cross, the man that gave his life to Christ when he said, remember me when I come into paradise. See, that's the thing that we need to remember, men and women, and boys and girls, that we need to remember that Jesus loves us, and he will not reject us, but He will care, and He does care for us. So we do want to thank the Lord tonight for Jehovah Jireh International Institution. I thank God for the panelists that are part of Jehovah Jireh on tonight that have given us excellent feedbacks and given us spiritually their spiritual aspect as to what God has related and given them. And it's very important. And I pray that this has been a blessing. I'm sure it is a blessing to many. As part of Jehovah Jireh and as professor here, we want you to go out. We want you to, those that are listening online, go out and tell somebody about Christ. We're going to continue to teach that you can prepare yourself, and this is what about preparation. And we have taught so many things since we began, I believe, in the month of March for this class. And I want you to keep in mind what we have said and what the panelists that we have invited to be a part or to come in at different times in order to give you insight, to educate you, to make you feel encouraged, to know that you can make it, and that's very important. So we just want to thank you again, but once again, for being a part of this class, for allowing God, you know, to speak unto you through the panelists on today. And again, we want to thank God for Prophetess Sandra Cardona, and we want to thank God, too, for Evangelist Williams, Evangelist Helen Hooper, for Dr. June Normeal, and for Pastor Francine Shanks. We want you to know, too, that Jehovah Jireh International, our classroom studies are usually held, unless notified, is usually held at 1401 Grandfell Street in the Center for the Prevention of Health Disparities on the campus of Edward Waters College. And we are here, and we expect that through the teaching, you can expect to grow as we explore the benefits of witnessing and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Certainly, we have prepared an exciting curriculum in doing the work of mission and evangelism, along with qualified Bible-believing instructors, and that's who we want to have a part of this institution, that Bible-believing, not just someone that's speaking words, but have people that that have been enriched by the Word of God. So we want you to continually to witness to people, let them know. You know, you don't know whether or not it's their last day or not. You don't know whether or not your last day, but we need to know that Jesus Christ is soon to come. So as to the ending of this class on tonight, thank you so very much for your attention and your time. Father, we thank you and we praise you, God, for yet another class, for another exciting time that you have given us, another time that we can explore the meanings and explore the Word of God, that we can go through and God, you can give us revelation through your Holy Spirit and through your power. And yes, God, we do know that we can't do this ourselves, and we know, God, that without thee we can't do nothing. But God, we solicit your instructions and with your preparation for us and for giving and under the anointing, God, that the people will grow and they will increase, and God, that we'll make more fishers of men and more men and women of God that's not afraid to go forth and be ambassador for the kingdom. And Father, for this we will glorify and praise thy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, thank you, class. Until the next time, may God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he bless you in your going in and in your going out, is our prayer.